Welcome to Bark. Calls may be recorded for training and quality purposes.
Hi there, thanks for calling Bark. Jess speaking, how can I help?
I am a customer at Bark, and I'm just trying to...
Hi there.
Hi, thank you. So I'm just trying to get an update on a lead that I just purchased. Could you pull up my account?
Yeah, sure, no worries. Right, what's the name of the lead, sir?
The lead's name is Jenna, J-E-N-N-A. And my email address, if you need that, is going to be Rizwan.
I found it.
All right,
I found that. Right, what was wrong with that lead?
Well, I'm trying to dial the lead for quite a long time, and I've left an email, I've left a text message as well, and there's no response, and it says the lead is verified. Yeah, and this is probably the fourth lead that I purchased on this, in fact, the fifth.
Yeah, so we actually don't return credits back for that, I'm afraid. You know, if the lead is unresponsive, then, you know, we don't return for that.
So you don't take responsibility for leads that are non-responsive?
That are, exactly, yeah.
Well, I mean, that is weird. I mean, I didn't get a chance to speak to the customer, and, you know, it's just a waste of credit for me, and this is the fifth time, so... who knows? I mean, if I purchase five.
I mean, I can see here that you know those credits were returned to you before, but on this occasion where the lead is picking up the phone and the number is verified, we know that there's not an issue. I can see here that you were the fourth professional to respond to the lead, so I'm guessing that she's already hired someone and you know she's just not picking up the calls. We wouldn't be able to return the credit for that.
No, so why don't you try and connect to the lead yourself, and you know, while you have me on the line, if you have a different phone, you could
Either way, we can't return the credit back for that. That's what it states in our credit return policy. If you want, I can send it to you so that you can have a little read through it.
Well, I mean that is ridiculous. I mean, and this is the fifth lead, by the way. I mean, do I keep spending my credit and? You know, wasting it because you could see on my record, I purchased this lead that says Ramil, the lead name. This I purchased on Friday, you know, before leaving for the weekend. And this was 40 credits, right? And that's about, I think, $30, $35. And this one did not respond as well. So, I mean, is it like okay with you? I mean, is it normal with your company?
Well, I mean, as I said, it clearly states it in our credit return policy that we don't return credits back for leads that are unresponsive. So, you know, that's all I can do, I'm afraid.
What was your name again?
My name is Jess.
Okay, Jess, I'd appreciate if you could do some exception here and return this lead.
I couldn't do that, I'm afraid. I can see here that every single lead that you have bought has been returned to you as well. So, you know, as I said, I'm going to send you the credit return policy just so that you can read that. I can't go against my job to give you back a lead. So, yeah, I'm going to send you the credit return policy so that you can have a little read through that. But yeah, I mean, as I said, unfortunately, on
the basis,
you
don't have the authority. You have someone here who I can speak to, someone higher than you?
None of my colleagues will be able to return for that reason.
I mean, nothing personal with you, but this is ridiculous. I'll see what I have to do. I probably get a refund from your company. But this is, I mean, and this again, you could dial the leads yourself and see for yourself that all of these have been non-responsive.
Yeah, so if someone doesn't answer, then I can't return the credit back for that, sir. I've just sent you the credit return policy, so have a little read through that, and then you'll see what you are covered for.
Okay, well, amazing. All right, thank you.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye now.